wanna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I wanna win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly, the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. It is week 4 of the NFL. College football is kicking into high gear, and that means it is time to hear from the public. We are coming to you from the 6betsagame.com studios. 6betsagame.com, it's like the racing form for sports betting. Start winning more bets now with 6betsagame.com. I am second half Chaz. We've got Nolan helping us out on the board. And if you are listening on the iHeartRadio app, here is what you are going to get. Over the next 60 minutes, we are going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking. So if you can't call in, hit us up on Twitter at SB Weekly or our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly. Plus, now you can even join our Facebook group, hashtag the public. And as always, the email is show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Remember, it's callers wanted, winners preferred. Let's hit the phones. Let's go out to Sloppy.
Sloppy, Sloppy, Sloppy.
Hey, Sloppy, you got any opinions you can turn into winners for us, buddy?
I always have opinions. They're not necessarily turned into winners, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, Slop, it's another full weekend. We've got NFL Week 4, NCAA's popping into conference play. So what do you like?
So this weekend, I'm going low college football. I'm taking Washington State on Friday night, taking the money line. Upset the Cougars up in Pullman. Celebrated Shakers afterwards. It's going to be great. And then this weekend, I'm taking Florida State minus 7.5 against Wake Forest. Wake Forest, you're getting good value on because they're 3-1 against the spread and outscored Boston College by 24. But they're not that great. Snuck by Appalachian State last week. I think Florida State wins that by more than 7.5. You probably get 7 in some books, though. Sunday, my NFL betting has been brutal. But if I had to pick something, I'm taking the Bucs minus 3 over the Giants. I think their offensive line is just as bad as Seattle's. And that's where Tampa Bay is strong up front. I think Eli has a very tough time in that game. I'm taking the Bucs minus the 3.
Yes, Slop, I would think that USC game with Washington State, no matter who wins, golly gee, this should be a scoreboard spinner, wouldn't it? And as far as those Giants are concerned, man, they do not look like a real football team. Their offense is horrendous. Doesn't seem to really cut it, does it? Even though they made that comeback, a little short comeback against Philly that fell short, I just don't see them being an NFC East contender unless something happens. You never know. Things happen. They change. It's a long football season. All right, Sloppy, do me a favor. Hold on a minute because you can listen to what Chuck from Picking Duck has to say.
Perfect.
All right, let's go out to Chuck from Picking Duck. Chuck, you got some winners for us.
So we'll start with the NFL and then move back into college. For the NFL, liking the Niners plus 6.5 versus the Cards. The Niners are coming off a Thursday night game versus the Rams, so they have 10 days to line up against the Cards, and the Cards are coming off that Monday night game. So I think this game is a lot closer. I think it's a field goal game. Niners are getting 6.5. I think they figured out a couple things in that run-pass game. Pierre Garçon is really stepping up in terms of their wide receiver position. The Cards, they looked okay. I think their defense is still strong, but the Niners should present enough for them to keep it close. The Saints, I'm taking in London, minus 3 against the Dolphins. I think the Saints last week proved that they could actually play a little defense. So I think in London, you know, it comes to quarterback play and Drew Brees, the Hall of Fame potential versus Jay Cutler. in London. I think that's a no-brainer for me. The Saints should cover that easily by 7. And then the final game, shooting to NCAA on football Saturday, I'm going to take the over for Wisconsin versus Northwestern. I think Wisconsin showed a lot from their freshman running back, Jonathan Taylor, a couple weeks back. And they played BYU and just completely blew them away. But I love their quarterback play. I watched this game pretty detailed. Alex Hornibrook fitting balls into really tight spaces. I think he actually is a really good bet for a couple touchdowns this game. And the Northwestern offense is really strong too. Justin Jackson, the senior running back, averaging, you know, almost 200 yards a game. And I think this game goes over 49 easily.
Yeah, you know, those London games, they, of course, they're playing more and more of them. And it, that kind of travel is tough. But then if you look at Miami, what they had to do, because remember, the first game of the season got canceled or rescheduled. And then they went to L.A. and they had to go from L.A. to New York. And now they got to go from New York to London or Miami to London. Either way, East Coast across the Atlantic, that's a pretty big ocean. Golly gee, that kind of travel's got to be killing them.
Yeah, exactly. So I agree. They're going from Miami to they went to L.A. for the Charger game, and then they came back, and now they're going to London. That's another point. Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, the hurricane season this year has been brutal for not just our country, for Puerto Rico, for the Caribbean, for everybody. But it just seems like that hurricane, Miami Dolphins keep paying for it over and over and over. It may last them the whole year.
On top of that, they don't get a bye week, which is like, that's rough. You know, they're going 16 straight along with the Bucks, which is brutal.
Yeah, you know what? The buys, well, you don't have a buy. Remember, for years and years and years, there were no buys. Nobody had buys. There wasn't a buy. They just created the buy to stretch out the season. But once you get used to having buys, you look forward to those buys. You're looking ahead to those buys. And if you don't have a buy, it's got to be tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's a rough go. I just don't think the Dolphins have enough firepower to keep up with Breeze.
So now for our team, the Sports Betting Weekly team for the Westgate Super Contest, it has been a difficult start. However, I tell everybody, it's a 17-week season. You're going to have, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 pretty good weeks. You're going to have a few pretty bad weeks. I look at it as we're getting our bad weeks out of the way a little early in the season. How are you guys doing with the Super Contest?
Yeah, for the Super Contest, we've been teetering around 500. I think we went 3-2 the first couple weeks, and then last week took a big hit going 2-3 on some of those home dogs. So we should have listened to our heads a little bit more than our hearts on that one. A lot of underdogs covering, I think 10 plus 10 teams underdog covered. So that was a little rough for us when we had a lot of chalk.
Now with our program, the way we're doing it, is my plays for the Picking Duck Contest are a little different than the Super Contest plays. So I make my 5 selections, I put them in to the Picking Duck Contest, and then I put them into the Super Contest, and then we kind of pick all 5 of us, or all 3 of us go through our 5 and pick it. How is the Picking Duck Contest going for you guys?
Picking Duck Contest is going great. We had a couple people that went 5-0 last week. 3 people actually went 5-0. So out of the first 3 weeks, the leader on the board right now, out of 15 games, first place is at 11 points. So 11 wins so far is the top dog. So a lot of really good-looking players early on, but, you know, it's a marathon.
You know what? Yeah, when you're dealing with dogs, underdogs are going to win occasionally. And you're going to have weeks like last week where they win a lot. But over the long course, if a team is winning, it's not going to be a dog anymore. It's going to slide over to be a favorite. So when you're looking at a contest, or really even just pumping up your bankroll, you're going to look for a team that's going to get you W's against the spread over and over again. You're looking for a team to get you a nice streak.
Absolutely, right? You got to find that New England Patriot ride and go 13-3 against the spread.
All right, Chuck, again, Chuck from Picking Duck. Check out pickingduck.com. Just a great site. We love it. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, Chas. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, Sloppy, you know, one thing is that we've only known Chuck a couple of years now, but the guy does do well. Those Picking Duck guys do real well. Chuck brings it to the table.
Yeah, he's always on top of it. Although, it'll be very tough for me to ever lay a bet on San Francisco. They just seem terrible everywhere they go, but they did have a nice comeback against the Rams. I do like that New Orleans game, though. I think Miami's defense is not that great. And like you guys have mentioned in the past, the travel for them is probably going to kill them sooner or later. And I think the Saints' offense is pretty prolific. So I like the Saints in that one as well.
All right, Sop. So here's the situation. We're going to week four. We really got to pick up that super contest entry because we are struggling. I haven't even looked, to be honest with you. I haven't even looked at the standings. Until we have a great week, I'm not going to look at the standings.
Yeah, we got some work to do here, and it is no help for me, that's for sure. It has been a weird NFL betting year so far. I mean, last week, underdogs went, what, 12-3 or 13-3? I mean, it's been a weird one so far.
Yes, Slop, remember, there's lots of time left. There's lots of time left, and we believe in you, so we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it, guys.
Bye.
All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Billy Elvis. Billy Elvis has been on a tear. I think he's 6-1 in his last 7 calls that he's given out on the show. Mo last week was 5-2. I don't know. I'd take 5-2. Would you take 5-2? Tommy hasn't had many losers, but Johnny D is still perfect for the NFL season. I think he's 6-6. You're listening to the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autographed footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Caliente.
Caliente is hotter than ever. Have twice the fun at the newly remodeled sports bar and casino, where you can bet legally on football and basketball and catch all the action on beautiful high-def screens. With daily drink specials and tasty Mexican appetizers, Caliente's new sports bar and casino is hotter than ever. Plus, bring all your winnings back with no state or federal taxes withheld. Easy to get to, just steps across the border at Pueblo Amigo. For more information, go to CalienteSportsBar.com.
Caliente.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public gives out winners every week. I am Second Half Chaz. Golly gee, did Kenny Rogers get a good run on that song. I mean, it's a great song, and especially if you're a poker player, but the Geico commercial was pretty cool. Remember, if you can't call into the show, you can always post your winners on our Sports Betting Weekly Facebook group, hashtag the public. Tom Vasco, who's been on a mini roll, I think he's 3-1 the last four games he's given us. He posted on there he likes Virginia Tech plus 7.5. Josh Jackson having a great year. He said the defense is rock solid. Clemson is going to run into a buzzsaw. And then New Orleans minus 3 in London. That's with the Dolphins. He said, did the Dolphins really think Cutler was the answer? He likes a tight one, but thinks defense in the Texas game versus Tennessee will prevail. So he's got Va-Tech, Saints, Texans, and he's leaning Duke plus 6 at home versus Miami, Illinois plus 5.5 at home versus Nebraska. He did want to give out some love to Tom McCartney, who nailed it on the show last week about Mike Riley. Remember, if you don't go on our Facebook group, The Public, you can go on Twitter at SB Weekly. We're all starting with opinions before they can become winners. Plus, we're coming into that time of year where there are a ton of games, a lot of sports, a lot of games. Sometimes a game you got action on isn't on TV. That's when you need to watch everygame.com box. You'll get a great game that matters to you. It's as simple as watcheverygame.com. And don't forget what Vicky says. Don't forget the movies. Promo code MOVIE saves you $50, and there's free shipping. All right, let's go out to our next caller. Let's go out to Hector in San Diego. Hector, who do you like?
Hey, Chaz, how's it going, man? Thanks for taking my call. Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I'm still stinging from the Steelers' defensive showing last week against Chicago, where the guy ran for, what, like 220 yards against them or something? And I think they're going to bounce back this week. It's weird to see him favored by 3 points at Baltimore, even though they're always close games. But based on what I saw from Baltimore, I mean, I know they played abroad. I think their offensive line problems are going to give them, like, horrible, horrible reaction for this season, and I don't think they're going to bounce back easy. All the injuries they've had, like, three, I think they've lost three guys already. And I think the Steelers are going to win this one. I think they got them winning 24-17, and taking early control of the division, minus 3. Go Steelers, what do you think?
You know, Hector, one thing about that AFC North matchup, with those teams, there's four of them, and no matter whether they're 15-1 or 1-15, all those games seem to be close. I remember seeing a stat somewhere where, like, an amazing amount of those games are close. They're always like 3-point games, right?
Yeah, all those games are pretty close historically. I think the Ravens got the best of them for a while the last few seasons, up until that last game when Antonio Brown scored that incredible touchdown in the last second. But, yeah, they always come down to the wire. But for some reason, I didn't like what I saw from Baltimore, and I sure didn't like what I saw from the Steelers against Chicago. So I think their defense is going to get a good ear-whipping from Coach Tomlin in terms of stopping the run. And yeah, they're going to be close, I think. But I think the Steelers are going to pull away this week, and they're going to start blitzing like the old Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think they're going to win by a touchdown.
Hey, Hector, as a Steeler fan, because, you know, you always say go Steelers. I know you're a Steeler fan. You probably have a Steeler tattoo. How do you handle this whole national anthem thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the national anthem, I mean, I totally respected what they did. I know I can understand they didn't want to – I think that was kind of a neutral thing to do, not go out there and not make a showing, not distract from the national anthem, even though Villanueva went out there and obviously with his sister in the military, like, showed his strength. Now he's kind of saying opposite things now in the media. I think he's like kind of regretting not being with the team. So he's kind of torn. I mean, I totally understand where he's coming from. And where the Steelers are coming from, too. Like, I mean, think of all the organizations. They're one of the most progressive ones. I think they had the first black quarterback in the NFL. And the Rooney family are really, you know, pro equal rights in every aspect of it. So life and sports. So I totally understand what the Steelers did, and hopefully it draws attention and it doesn't distract from what the bigger message is, just equality for all, you know.
All right, thanks, Hector. We'll talk to you next time. That was Hector from San Diego. Let's go out to Billy Elvis from 93.1 The Fan.
What's shaking, my brother Chaz?
Hey, what do you mean, what's shaking? We're just waiting for you to give us some more winners.
Yeah, I just feel really good about the rhythm I'm in with giving you a college game and then a couple NFL games. And we'll start with the college football, where I'm looking at the Big Ten. I mean, that's my wheelhouse, as you well know. And my beloved Maize and Blue are in the bye week before they get ready for their rivalry game with Michigan State. And for some reason, that Michigan State game this week really stands out to me. They're home in East Lansing to a 3-1 Iowa team who gave Penn State some fits. And you know how everybody's in love with Penn State and how they think they're the Big Ten top team. But with Michigan State at home, a 3.5-point favorite, I'm saying take the Iowa Hawkeyes and the points and run away with it.
Iowa covered last week. So, you know, I like the fact that you come back with a team that's covered the cover again. Who do you like Sunday?
As for my NFL picks, well, there's three games that really stand out to me. First off, we'll talk about the point spreads because the Patriots giving up 9.5 to the Panthers at Foxborough. Panthers are coming off an ugly loss, and I just think that they're the team that can give the Patriots fits, especially with the mobility of Cam Newton. And I think it's a smart pick to take the Panthers and the 9 points on the road, because I think the Patriots are going to have to eke out a win in Foxborough on Sunday. The other one with the point spread that stands out to me is the Cardinals, 7-point favorites at home over the 49ers. I think this is a better 49ers team defensively than people want to give them credit for, even though they're 0-3, and I think they're going to fight hard to get that first win. And I think Arizona could very well be 0-3 if they didn't have a miracle in Indianapolis. So with a 7-point spread, I'm saying take the 49ers in the 7. As for the other game that stands out to me, I'm looking at that game with the Texans at home to the Tennessee Titans. Yeah, I know, the AFC South is getting better, all except for Indianapolis, of course. And even they're getting a little better with Jacoby Brissett now getting comfortable in Indy. But the Titans, I don't think they're a match for that Texans defense. And that Texans defense was roughed up a little bit by the Patriots. And I think Tennessee being a 1.5-point favorite in Houston kind of surprises me a little bit. So I say take the Texans plus the 1.5 at home on Sunday. And there you have it. There's my winners, Chaz.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do that a lot. I'll use the same teams. Heck, I'll use the same teams over and over until they lose for me. But sometimes when you've got a team playing a team, you'll end up seeing things that'll have you get two games next week. So, you know, Houston played tough, almost beat New England in New England, and then you can go bet against New England the next week and bet Houston the next week. So you get two teams out of it.
Yeah, and you know, I think the commonality there with those teams you just mentioned from last week to this week, brother, is that I think there's just too much love going towards the Patriots and not enough love going towards the Texans.
Now, Billy, now remember, we're talking to Billy Elvis from 93.1 The Fan. I know you're a Lions fan. I can't believe they took those points off the board.
I know, and I got to tell you this, too. I'm still recovering from my Lions losing at home to the Cardinals because I thought Matthew Stafford had another one of those fourth-quarter comeback wins. But just a couple inches short, and as the great Alex Karras said when Chuck Dempsey kicked at the time the longest field goal in NFL history, and he only had a half a foot. He said, football's a game of inches, but this was won by half a foot.
Yeah, I was watching that game live. I think I had the over in the second half, so I needed those points. I cannot believe they took those points off the board.
Yeah, here's the deal. You know, it is a play that could have been called either way. It's not often that the home team will have a play reversed like that to change the ending of a game against them. But it just shows you the Lions aren't really a darling of the NFL yet. They're getting there. Matthew Stafford seems to be getting some love as a darling and as an elite quarterback. But the team itself, they're just the same old loser Lions to the NFL, it seems.
Oh, it was a tough loss, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it, my brother.
All right, Billy, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks for being on my show, too. Sports Talk, 93.1 The Fan, online at 931thefan.com.
Billy.
Elvis has left the building.
Billy Elvis has left the building, and I'm telling you guys, when he leaves the building, there's not too many losers he's leaving behind. He's like 7-1 in his last 8 plays or something like that. All right, let's go out to Sal in Connecticut.
Hey, Chaz, how you doing today? Hey, I gave you gave you 3 teams last week and only had 1 winner. But I think we all got fooled by all those dogs winning. So this week I think we're going to tip back to more of the favorites. So I got 3 teams, home teams, all good teams that should win and I think should cover. The Cowboys at home, -6.5. The Chiefs at home, -6.5. And the Falcons at home, -7.5. All right, let me know what you think. I'll talk to you next week.
Well, you know, Sal, you're absolutely right. Kevin Titoli on our CBS Against the Spread pool went 14-2. I guess if you pick all the underdogs every week, some weeks are going to be great. I don't know if he normally does that, but 14-2 is 14-2, so kudos to Kevin Titoli. But anyway, what I'm looking at here is simply that these are the teams that are supposed to win. You're supposed to win at home. They're all given less than a touchdown. I think Atlanta was the biggest one at 7. Everything else is -6.5. I got to agree with the can't go wrong with any of those plays. I might have a few of those plays in our Westgate Super Contest entries, so we'll see what happens. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk to Johnny D. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a 2-box family.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
She got the chat.
She got the check.
enjoying the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet, and probably the only place in the world that you're going to hear AC/DC and Kenny Rogers in about 12 minutes apart. Our show is really as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle, and now it's all available on the iHeartRadio app.
This
is
Sports Betting Weekly.
This is iHeartRadio.
I'm Second Half Chaz. So let's recap what we've got going so far. Sloppy came in. We heard from Chuck from Picking Duck. Again, pickingduck.com. If you don't have a pickingduck.com account and you're a sports bettor, you're missing out on A, a lot of fun, B, some great other handicappers, and C, a way to make some money. We talked to Billy Elvis. We heard from Hector in San Diego, Sal in Connecticut. We are covering the nation from the coast to coast. And remember, you could always listen to this week's show in its entirety if you miss it on SportsBettingWeeklyLive.com. So SportsBettingWeekly Live.com will take you right to the last show. And you can even hear the old shows. Just go to SportsBettingWeekly.com. Click on the Shows tab. So we're going to hear some more plays from the public. But first, we're going to hear from Johnny D. So yeah, I love that clip. I don't remember who it is. No one knows, but I like giving credit, so we definitely want to give credit. But speaking of giving credit, here's what we have. We have a guy who I don't know if it's been all totals. It's been a lot of totals, but guy hasn't given us a loser. Now we're going to week four of the NFL. Week one, week two, and week three. Every single play he gave us. I think he's 6 for 6. 2 plays each week. He's 6 for 6. Yeah, you can't do much better than that. Johnny D, how are you, buddy? You got any opinions you're going to turn in the winners for us?
Hey, yeah, Green, 1888. Hey, I appreciate those kind words. You know, it sure would be nice to go 4 weeks with no losers. So, yeah, I'm not going to do any picks this week. No, just kidding. Anyway, it's great to be back. Here's a game I like. Sunday morning, game from London. That's a 6:30 kickoff out here on the West Coast. We've got the New Orleans Saints at Miami Dolphins. The Saints are 3-point favorites, over under 50.5. The Saints played some tough teams to start of the season. They played the Patriots, the Vikings. Last week they had the surprise win over the Panthers. The Saints last week had the worst ranked pass defense in the league. Cam Newton threw 3 picks against the Saints, so I don't know what's wrong with Cam. But anyway, over to the Dolphins. This is only their third game. They lost to the Jets last week, but I like their running back and their weapons, Jay Ajayi. I think there'll be a big shootout in London Sunday morning, and a lot of scoring, and I think there'll be a lot of scoring in this game too. So I like the over 50.5 Saints playing the Dolphins in the early game. So, are you with me, Chaz?
Well, you know, with those London games, those 6betsagame.com trends may fall into we got to start keeping track of the international games because last week that game went over. Maybe all the London games will go over this year. Any other games?
Well, let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons. You know, I've mentioned how pissed they must be to have blown the Super Bowl. Buffalo Bills are in town. Atlanta's a 8-point favorite, over under 48.5. The Bills are 2-1 on the young season. They had that upset win over Denver. I don't think any of us saw it coming. Last week, 26-16. But on the road at Carolina early in the year, they put up 3 points. Anyway, over to the Falcons, 3-0. Their new offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, is doing just a great job. At this point in the season, you know, we start seeing the pretenders separate from the contenders. The Falcons are moving on. They're on a mission to get back to the Super Bowl. This is one of those games you can bet a million different ways. I think Atlanta will cover every quarter and the 8 points. I like the Atlanta Falcons over Buffalo, laying the 8. Okay, the first thing I did when I looked at the lines this week, second half, Chaz, was I looked for the 0-3 teams. backs up against the wall. I wanted to think, well, who's got the most pride? Who really wants to get off the snide? Cleveland Browns 0-3, 49ers 0-3, and the Los Angeles Chargers. I hate saying that. But anyway, Philadelphia Eagles are coming to L.A. to play the Chargers. L.A. is a one-point favorite, over under 47.5. Philadelphia has a very good team. Don't get me wrong. They're 2-1. They beat the G-men last week, 27-24. Philadelphia's been on the road, it seems like, all year. This is what's called a non-conference road game. And the NFL, it's like the least important of games. But over to the Chargers, you know, they lost their first two games, last-second field goal issues. And in last week, except for giving up a couple of quick turnovers, the Chiefs turned into touchdowns. The Bolts played tough the rest of the way. The second half, I think they held the Chiefs maybe to six or seven straight three and outs. They only gave up 7 points. This is their third game at home. I think the Chargers are better than the record indicates, and I'll probably get a lot of heat for this. But I like the L.A. Chargers as my third play. Lay in a 1 point over Philly.
All right, John, you got to do me one thing. You got to remember, avoid any ladders. All right, you're on a very, very big hot streak. If you go outside at all this weekend, don't step on any sidewalk cracks. You know, say you're mowing your lawn or you're trimming the trees in your nice house up there in Oceanside, California, and you see a black cat, don't cross its path. You know what I'm saying? Try to avoid any of that stuff.
Yeah, yep. Believe me, I will. One thing I always do, though, is I stand for the national anthem. Have a great sports week, everybody.
All right, Johnny D, thanks again. Nothing but winners from Johnny D. Three straight weeks trying to make it four. Let's head out to Vegas, Tony.
Well, I kind of like a couple of games this weekend in college and also an NFL game. We'll start in Tulsa. Where the Midshipmen will be playing Tulsa, and they're hosting it at home. Midshipmen should be a 7-point favorite, and with their ball control and the way that they have stability in their offense, they should take care of Tulsa on the road. And another game that I like on Saturday is the Virginia Tech and Clemson game. I'm going to take the home team, Virginia Tech. They really played good at home, and they should keep it close against the Tigers. And also for Sunday, my pick this week is actually a total. It'll be the over on the Philadelphia-Los Angeles Chargers game. That game should go over the total. Some places have it at 46.5. Should be a high-scoring affair in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, Tony, on paper, I can't agree with you more. Of course, they don't play the games on paper, and on paper doesn't cash any tickets. But that Navy run game, they pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball. Hell, they can go a whole game without throwing the ball, and if you're doing that, fake to the fullback, and then maybe the quarterback will keep it, or maybe he'll pitch to the running back. What happens is, everybody gets sucked up, so when they do throw, they can get some big plays. So that does a couple things. What that does is it makes it really hard for your offense to get any rhythm because Navy's got the ball the whole time. The time of possession is usually way in their favor. And the other thing is your defense gets really, really tired. So, again, it's hard to not like that Navy play. When it goes to the Philadelphia Eagles flying cross-country to play the San Diego Chargers, and their quarterback, Phillip Rivers, who really is pressing right now. He threw some balls last week that hit Kansas City Chief guys right in the chest. I mean, they started the game with two picks right away, put your team in a hole. But if you're not betting the side, which is the team that wins for those that are new to sports betting, and we're listening to Sports Betting Weekly, on the iHeartRadio app, we have Tony from Vegas on the line. What happens, Tony, is those interceptions and that sloppy play helps the over. And the Chargers can score points when they get going. If they get that running game going and they get their passing game going, they could definitely get some points. Whether they win or not, who knows? They might be chasing the mistakes they make early in the game.
Navy's option offense can wear down Tulsa, and it's enough to make them establish any rhythm for the Golden Hurricane to be very difficult. So we'll see the midshipmen can work that that clock to their advantage. And for Philip Rivers, there were a couple of times where you know, there were great completions, but to Kansas City last week. So we're looking for him to you know, bring the ball downfield and throw it. And those picks a couple of times last week were just you know, perfect passes to the defense. So we look for both teams to obviously throw the ball downfield, and in this case, it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. Go get them.
Okay, Tony, thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, so when we come back, you're going to hear, hopefully we're going to hear from Tommy. I know Mo's checking in with us. We got Joe from Connecticut, Wes from Kansas City. Again, we are crossing the country with as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle on the only 100% listener calling sports betting radio show on the planet. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter. Or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number. This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We're officially part of the iHeartRadio family.
This
is Sports Betting Weekly.
This
is iHeartRadio.
This is our SixBetsAtGame.com segment. SixBetsAtGame.com. I tell people it's like the racing form for sports betting. Now, last week, everyone was shocked that the Thursday night game had so many points. But if you had the SixBetsAtGame.com data, you saw how many points the 49ers had been given up at home. So by betting the Rams team total over, you could have made the sting from that backdoor cover a little less painful if you did have the Rams. It's all about winning more bets now with 6betsagame.com. All right, let's get out to Mo from the Mo Radio Show.
Well, Mo, you had a pretty good call last week.
Yeah, you know, I had a decent week, and I'm hoping to build on that this week, get that momentum going forward.
I'm going to step out of my comfort zone a little bit on this first game in the college realm. I'm going to go out west in your guys' neck of the woods. It was hard for me not to like USC giving 3.5 to Washington State. I know Washington State's a good team, ranked high in the top 25. But I just think Sam Darnold's too good of a player, and I think that USC can cover the 3.5 in the game. So I'm going to take USC over Washington State.
Actually, Sloppy was on that USC Washington State game as well. I think it's going to be just a scoreboard spinner, you know, where they just keep scoring and scoring and scoring, especially that Washington State coach. He just loves to score. But Sloppy likes Washington State on the money line, so he's going against you.
Well, of course he does that, Washington homer.
Well, yeah, one thing you got to give Sloppy credit for, though, he's not as much a homer as he knows – his teams up there, Washington State, of course, mostly the Seattle Seahawks, and he's not afraid to bet against them either. Any other games you like?
I got three Midwest games for you in college. I like Western Michigan. We minus 14 over Ball State. We saw Western Michigan have an amazing season last year, hang tough with USC in that first game of the season. And Ball State, their football program has been down and depleted for the last couple of years. So I like Western Michigan, given the 14 at Ball State. Another one, we saw a sad one last year. We saw Iowa last week lose in heartbreaking fashion. So this week I'm going to take those Iowa Hawkeyes. I think they rebound, and they're getting 3 points at Michigan State. I don't think this is a Michigan State team of old. I don't think the Lions are that good. I like Iowa State or Iowa plus the 3 at Michigan State. And finally, I know, Chaz, we talk all the time about the what the hell bets, and I've got one this week. I'm going to take a little bit of cash. I'm going to throw it on my Hurdy and Hoosiers of Indiana and take the 18 points against Penn State. We've seen IU play well, and this might just be a first-half bet, too. We've seen IU play very well against top-ranked opponents in the first half and then kind of fall off as we get to the end of the third, fourth quarter. So my what-the-hell bet of the week is going to be the Hoosiers of Indiana plus 18 at Penn State.
If you heard your buddy Billy Elvis earlier, he was on Iowa as well. And you remember, you were all over your three-week alma mater, as you call them, IU, in the first half versus Ohio State and in a lot of first halves.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, 4 years in a row now I've hit it on that first half.
Oh, well, we talk about that all the time. Tommy, you know, as you know with Tommy, he almost never bets full games. He's only betting half games. But we talk about it all the time with those big point spreads in the NCAA college football. You really sometimes can only bet the first half. The team will take a big lead, and then they kind of throttle down a little, and really two things happen. It's not that, like in that Ohio State game, it wasn't that they backed off. Indiana came out playing, but normally the way it works is the teams will go at it for a couple quarters, and the better team will tend to win. So sometimes that's where those second half bets come into play. So if you got a big favorite, like in that Ohio State Indiana game, where they traditionally play well early, what happens is in the second half, then the quality of the play just increases for the team that's the better team. Normally, though, an Ohio State that's given an Indiana, you know, 16, 18 points, they're going to go up early in the first half. Then what's going to happen is they're going to back off, put in their redshirt freshmen and their freshmen and their sophomores, and you're going to have a team that's getting beat with guys playing that have beards and children versus a team that's got kids that haven't shaved yet and were seniors and did a prom last spring. So that's kind of how those first halves in NCAA work. What do you think when it comes to Sunday?
After what I thought was going to be such a dog of a game last Thursday night, I was thoroughly entertained with the Rams and the 49ers. I like the 49ers against Arizona. I think the Niners can score some points against that defense. I'm going to take the Niners and take the 7 points, a phrase I thought I would never say this year. Let's see. You know, I think that maybe some of the experts have overreacted after the drubbing that Oakland took last week at the hands of the Redskins. So we saw Denver coming off a loss against Buffalo. I'm going to take Oakland and take the 3 points. That offense is too good. That offensive line is too good. And I'm all about overreaction. So if the odds makers are overreacting, thinking that that Oakland isn't going to win this football game, I think they win it outright. But I'm going to take Oakland and take the points. And I got a what-the-hell bet in the NFL as well. We saw the Colts rebound last week and get their first win of the season. Jacoby Brissett will have another week under his belt. The kid's kind of flashy and cut down on the mistakes last week, and we saw can run the football and can also throw the football. Now, don't get me wrong, the Seahawks are a dynamic team, especially playing at home, but their offense hasn't been super impressive, and they dropped one last week to Tennessee. So why not the Colts go in there and not lose by 13 points? I think they lose the game, but I think they cannot lose by 13. So I'm going to take the Colts in my what-the-hell NFL bet this week and take the Colts plus the 13 points.
Yeah, you know, Seattle was a double-digit dog against San Francisco, and it's another one of those games where you're looking back, and now you like San Francisco. And you like Indy, so you're basically looking at that game and playing both of those teams. You know, with those double-digit dogs, Mo, that backdoor cover is such a thing you got to worry about. I mean, you're up big. You're up 19 points. You're up 18 points. You're crushing it. The game's been over for, you know, three quarters. But you're backed off. You don't want to get hurt. And then the other team keeps playing. And that Indy quarterback, my son Chris, his team is the Colts. So we watch him on the watcheverygame.com box pretty much every Sunday. And that kid for Indy looks like a real good quarterback.
Yeah, he looked good. And, you know, when we saw, like, I took Houston last week. I mean, even though New England's covered more double-digit point spreads than anybody, that's so many points in the NFL. You know, and I think Billy and I talked about it the first week with Cleveland in the NFL. Double digits is a lot, unless you're playing the Jaguars in London.
Yeah, you know, that Jacksonville and London game, that was, you know, that's funny. Those London games, you remember, it's, for you guys, it's 9:30. For us on here on the left coast, it's 6:30 in the morning. So either way, it was either great or it was kind of painless, because if you had Baltimore, you woke up late, it was 20-something to nothing. And if you had Jacksonville and you woke up late, you were ecstatic because you weren't losing that game. They had a big, big lead. So, okay, Mo, what we'll do is we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See ya.
All right, let's go out to Joe in Connecticut. Joe, you got any opinions you're going to turn in the winners for us?
Hey, guys, we got a big winner this week. Saturday night, college football, number 2 Clemson, last year's national champion, paying a visit to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has had a really good year this year. They're 4-0. Both teams are 4-0. Virginia Tech looks like they scored a lot of points. They put up 38, shut out Old Dominion last week, which was a winner for me. Clemson's coming to town. Virginia Tech's defense, good as always. And, you know, Clemson was in a big dog fight last week. They scored 27 in the fourth quarter against BC. Played two ranked teams before that. I think they're starting to wear out a little bit. Their quarterback's looking like he's not throwing a ton of touchdown passes. Only got 2 TDs this year. And he's got 3 interceptions on the season, so... I'm a little worried about his long-term production, a little worried about his first big start against a real good defensive school. And, you know, I think Virginia Tech is finally figured out those 11-1, 10-2 seasons. Maybe they turn in an undefeated this year. I like Va Tech getting 7.5 at home this week.
Yeah, why not come back with Virginia Tech after they won for you last week? I'm all about hitting the same teams over and over again.
Yeah, 38-0. They're all over that freshman quarterback. And hey, I got another winner this week, too, I think. Memphis and UCF are playing. It's only UCF's second game, but they put up 38 against Maryland this season, who seems to be a pretty good team. And they scored 61 against Florida International. Memphis, you guys know I love their quarterback. You know they can put up points this season. The under and over, suspiciously low at 68. I like the over in that game.
Yeah, you got to love it. The Memphis quarterback could throw for 500 yards. You never know. But anytime you've got an under-over of 68 and it's considered a low, you got to say, God bless college football and God bless America. All right, Joe, we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you next time. Good luck.
Let's go out to Black Hawk Wes. Hey, Wes, you got any opinions in turning the winners for us?
Yeah, I actually got 2 this week. I got 1 college, 1 NFL. The one in college that I really like is Oklahoma State. They're coming off a loss, but they played against probably the best defense they'll see in the Big 12. And they still managed to put up over 30 points. They're playing Texas Tech, and they don't play defense in Lubbock. They never have. The only time really that they get any type of defense out of that team is when they get ahead by 20 and then the opposing offense becomes predictable. But Oklahoma State is one of the top offenses in the country. I think they got the best quarterback in the country. I'm laying 9.5 on it. I think even though it's a road game, they're coming off a loss, and they're going to have a point to prove.
Yeah, you would think after last week that with Oklahoma State struggling at TCU, they're going to come up with some pent-up frustration on offense.
Yeah, I agree with you. On Sunday, I really like Atlanta. Buffalo's coming off a big win against Denver, but they only had to score 26 points in order to do it. And they got two interceptions. Matt Ryan's not going to throw two interceptions. And in Atlanta, to go in there and beat that team, Buffalo's going to have to put up, well, they're going to have to put up 30 points. And I just don't think that team is equipped to do it. And Atlanta plays a different kind of defense at home. I mean, they just beat Green Bay at home by, I think it was 13 points. Buffalo's not going to be able to keep up with them as far as points go. I'm laying 7 on it.
Yeah, Atlanta's at home. You're supposed to win at home. It takes a special team to play as well on the road as they do it at home. And, of course, you're going to get more points at home.
Yeah, they usually do. And in this particular game, Buffalo is coming off of a game where a team is traveling from the mountain region all the way to the East Coast. And then Denver, like you just said, Denver's one of those teams that likes to play better at home. They got the altitude and everything else. But Atlanta, they do really well at home. Their last 4 or 5 home games, they've been putting up over 30 points. They hung 48 in one game last year. The team is the same as it was last year. All they did was upgrade their defense.
All right, Blackhawk West, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, cool.
All right, you've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly, the only 100% listener call-in sports betting show on the planet. You can catch out the replay at sportsbettingweeklylive.com, Twitter at SBWeekly, join our Facebook group, and always be cashing.
Want to win more bets starting right now? You need sixbetsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, sixbetsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're asking yourself, so what? Remember that the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Carolina Panthers were 6-10. If you bet against them every week, you went 6-9-1 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the second half, you cash 75% of the time. Houston was 9-7 on the field and 6-9-1 against the spread. But in the first half, they were 12-4 under. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage from the casinos and give it back to us. 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Have an opinion? We'd love to have you on the show. You can email us at show@sportsbettingweekly.com. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, The Public, and hit us up on Facebook at Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. ChampionshipFootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, ChampionshipFootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the ChampionshipFootballs.com autograph footballs. ChampionshipFootballs.com, the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.